Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new section, Kitabul Manthurati wal Mulahi, the chapter or the book on the various signs of Qiyamah, things that the fights, battles that will happen, things that will happen at the approach of the day of Qiyamah. So the different things that have been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we do these type of sections, generally people like to hear these things because what is going to happen close to Qiyamah, the predictions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, these are not predictions, these are information. Prediction, a person just predicting, yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us that this will happen. So in other words, definitely it will happen. So when we hear these things also, then we should ask and think to ourselves that what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us to protect ourselves from these fitnas that are going to come, these trials that are going to come. So then we try and engage in those preventative measures, those precautions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, so that we can save ourselves from the trials and the fitnas that are going to come. So this is the reason why we read it and we understand it. So when these things do play out, and if we are alive to see these things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, then we know exactly what we should be doing. So even in this aspect also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hasn't left us yatim. He showed us that when this trials come and difficulties come, then how you should behave, what you should do, what actions you should take, what a'mal you should resort to. So this was the beauty, and this is the beauty of the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every occasion he showed us what we need to do. So we start with the first chapter today, Babu Ahadith al-Dajjal wa Ashrati al-Sa'ah wa Ghayriha, the chapter on Ahadith regarding Dajjal, the signs of the final hour, etc. النواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه narrated, one morning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about Dajjal, lowering and raising his voice until we thought that he was in a nearby date palm. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking one morning to Sahaba, and he was explaining to them about the coming of Dajjal and speaking to them about Dajjal. So by the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking, he's raised his voice and he lowered his voice softly. So Sahaba thought that Dajjal may be nearby in some date palm grove. He may be nearby. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Sahaba heard things from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not like us. Sometimes we think these things are far away. They would hear it from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and think that it's going to happen very soon. It's going to happen imminently. In other words, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, 100% yakin on these words. When we went to see him later on, he realized our anxiety and asked, what has happened with you? Now they thought that Dajjal is very close, somewhere very nearby. So they were worried for the whole day. So later on when they went to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking them, what has happened to you? What has happened with you? So this shows firstly that how seriously they would take the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes we hear these things and it has no effect on us. But when they would hear it, the whole day it worried them. The moment they came to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the evening, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on their face could see already that something has happened to my Sahaba. So he asked them, what has happened with you? We replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you spoke about Dajjal in the morning, lowering and raising your voice until we thought that he was in a nearby date palm grove. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, other things cause me to fear more for you than Dajjal. If the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to Sahaba, in other words, he's pacifying them, calming them down now, and he's telling them that he knew they were worried, his Sahaba were worried about what he said. So now he's calming them and he's pacifying them. He says to them, if he appears whilst I am present amongst you, I will defeat him for your benefit. And if he appears whilst I am not present amongst you, each person will have to defend himself, and Allah will be my deputy for every Muslim. See what Rasulullah is saying? Is that each person now will have to defend because I am not there. But Allah will be my deputy for every Muslim. In other words, a Muslim doesn't lose hope in the strength, in the power, in the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now gives them further descriptions of Dajjal. He says, he's a youth with curly hair and his one eye will be protruding. I can compare him to Abd al-Uzza ibn Qat'an. Any one of you who meets him should recite the beginning verses of Surah Al-Kahf. Anyone? So now this is one of the things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, that how we should protect ourselves from Dajjal and the fitnas of Dajjal, is we should read Surah Al-Kahf. So and he should read the beginning verses of Surah Al-Kahf. He will appear on the road between Syria and Iraq and spread corruption to the right and left. O servants of Allah, remain steadfast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising, O servants of Allah, remain steadfast. Don't get carried away. We can see how many times our iman and our yaqeen wavers when we see things around us happening. And these are things that we can't see. In other words, it's invisible. For example, a virus is invisible. We can't see it. But how many times it affects us, it affects our thinking, it affects our behavior, just something that we can't see. When Dajjal comes, he'll be doing things that we can see. And these things, now we'll be convinced that what he's doing is right, and what he, as we go on, we'll see, what he's doing, is he has to be 100% correct. So we asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how long will he remain on earth? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, 40 days. One day will be equal to a year. He'll be here for 40 days. The first day will be equal to 1 year. The second day will be equal to a month. And one day, in other words, the third day will be like a Jumu'ah. And the rest of his days will be the same as your days. We asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day which will be equal to a year, will it suffice us to perform salah for 1 day? Look at what Sahaba asking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them about the fitna of Dajjal and how long is 1 day. Immediately their mind is going to salah. Allah Pak also give us that understanding. That when things, concern comes to us, that we think about these things. We don't think about going away from salah and going away from those things that bring the rahmat of Allah, but we think about those things that will bring the mercy of Allah. So now look at what question they are asking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when that day that's going to be like 1 year, will it suffice us to perform salah for 1 day? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, no, you will have to calculate. We'll continue. What question they were asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, hey, 1 day is going to be 1 year. So will the salah of 1 day, in other words, 5 salah, will that suffice for that 1 day, like how we did in 1 day, we did 5 salah, for that 1 year span that is going to be, will the 5 salah suffice for that period? What a beautiful question. In other words, they were worried that they mustn't miss the salah even at that time. So they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will this 5 salah that we read, Fajr, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, will it suffice if we just read these 5 salah for that whole year? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, you would have to calculate. Calculate, in other words, means you will have to apportion your times and see that accordingly how you used to read your salah, like that you continue. So if the span is going to be 1 year, then you'll have to read salah that how you would normally read for 1 year, because that particular day will be so long. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of thinking like Sahaba, bringing our minds like Sahaba, and doing those things that will take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One lesson we learn from here is Suratul Kahf. Let us make it a point of telling our families, ourselves also, every Friday without fail, this is one surah we can't miss. Because of the fitnas and the trials we can see around us, this is the protective measure given to us directly by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.